The eccentric and accelerating stellar binary black hole merges in galactic nuclei, observing in ground and space gravitational wave observatories, by Fupeng Zhang et al. We study the stellar binary black holes, BBHs, in spiraling, merging in galactic nuclei based on our numerical method GNC. We find that 3-40% of all newborn BBHs will finally merge due to various dynamical effects. In a 5 years mission, up to 10 to the power of 4, 10 to the power of 5, approximate light year 100 of BBHs in spiraling, merging in galactic nuclei can be detected with SNR greater than 8 in Aligo, Einstein, DECIGO, Chan Keen, LISA, Taiji, respectively. About 10s are detectable in both LISA, Taiji, Chan Keen and Aligo. These BBHs have two unique characteristics, 1, significant eccentricities. 1-3%, 2-7%, or 30-90% of them is with E underscore I greater than 0.1 when they enter into Aligo, Einstein, or space observatories, respectively. Such high eccentricities provide a possible explanation for that of GW190521. Most highly eccentric BBHs are not detectable in LISA, Tianqin, Taiji before entering into Aligo, Einstein as their strain becomes significant only at F underscore GW GTR sim 0.1 Hz. DECIGO become an ideal observatory to detect those events as it can fully cover the rising phase. 2. Up to 2% of BBHs can in spiral, merge at distances less than 10 cubed R underscore SW from the massive black hole, MBH, with significant accelerations, such that the Doppler phase drift of approximate light year 10 to 10 carat 5 of them can be detectable with SNR greater than 8 in space observatories. The energy density of the gravitational wave backgrounds, GWB, contributed by these BBHs deviate from the power law slope of 2/3 at F underscore GW less than 1 mHz. The high eccentricity, significant accelerations and different profile of GWB of these sources make them distinguishable, thus interesting for future GW detections and tests of relativities. This was the eccentric and accelerating stellar binary black hole merges in galactic nuclei, observing in ground and space gravitational wave observatories, by Fupeng Zhang et al.